hours to protect on Beat.
You have buttons on the outside there, the dark one, then Claudia, then Cookie. Behind Cookie you have Smokey, and behind Smokey is Buttercup.
And I hope they all have amazing personalities, do they?
They do, they're very unique actually, all of
they
them.
They are, yeah.
Oh, they're very actually curious. They're curious animals and they're very gentle and they kind of get nervous.
I'm in southeast County Wexford this week on the banks of the River Banno, meeting Claudia, Cookie, Buttons, Smokey and Buttercup, as well as Colm and Martina.
You know, the different personalities, like when we were shearing them, Claudia was just, we call her drama queen, because she was just screaming as if somebody was killing her, and the rest of them were just fine, you know, so yeah.
Five of my new friends are female alpacas, while Colm and Martina are the owners of Ceadagan Rugs, and the alpacas have their part to play in the business, as well as the couple's sustainability project called For the Birds.
This is the well field, or the strawberry field. So this field used to be full of strawberries when I was growing up here, but this is where we're kind of starting off with our For the Birds project, and you can see if you look around, we've moved all the fences in by 6 metres from the ditches. So the idea was to let that area do whatever it wants to do, basically. And each corner there, we've allowed what are called hares corners. So we've actually purposely fenced off the corners and left all of them as well. I guess we all want to do our bit. What we're doing here, in the grand scheme of things, is not going to make a huge difference. But we wanted to make a positive input ourselves, and that's all we're doing here. So the focus here is not the alpacas. They're never going to pay their way. The whole idea of them being here is to allow, oh, you can see a buzzard there now, actually, look, it's allow habitat for them and to create it. You can see behind you the pond that we've built, and it's amazing to see how quickly things move into them, and how so the alpacas' purpose is really to allow for that, and the vision was to be from their fleece, as we move the boundaries back in from the ditches, we would create works of art out of their fleeces, and we would collaborate with artists, and what kind of income we might generate from those works of art would be put back into the creation and the support of the habitat here.
And a year into the For the Birds project, the couple can already see differences.
Well, we have noticed more action when it comes to nature. So there's more insects, there's more birds, and they, I suppose, feel free. You know, they don't feel restricted, because suddenly there is more to hide in, more to build nests in, you know. So it is, I think it's amazing, actually, in 1 year.
The alpacas are shorn once a year, and about 3 to 5 kilos of wool is collected from each animal, which can be blended with wool from Galway sheep.
So each animal is different, you know. So yeah, and then you have to work it, obviously, as you can see, you know, they're all different colours, which is beautiful as well, because then when you have the different yarns, you don't have to necessarily dye. And we have some results of that in the showroom, can still create something beautiful.
Great. Well, we go and have a look at some of the products that have come from Buttons and Claudia, and I've forgotten all
Buttercup,
the other names.
Buttercup, Smokey and Cookie. Yeah.
This is one of the alpaca. So this is a mixture of the Galway wool with alpaca.
50-50.
It's 50-50 mixed. And what we were trying to do was to come up with something that would be like a merino wool, grown in Ireland, because the merino doesn't thrive here, obviously. But yeah, that's what these ones are. And we have here, these are a new venture. There are some cushions that we've made from the alpaca wool. So we have the Galway alpaca mix here again, and then pure alpaca. And this is just the colours that come straight off their back. So it's not dyed, it's not bleached, it's just as is, you can see there.
Who do you think that is? What alpaca?
That looks like Buttons anyway. But and yeah, we've made the covers with Irish linen. They're stuffed with Irish fleece inside as well. So all made here. Even the button actually is made out of a bit of hornbeam that fell out in the ditch there. So
all the dark colours are the alpaca, and the background is kind of created with the 50-50 mix. This would be Smokey or Cookie, I would say, yeah.
We wanted to make a positive input ourselves, and that's all we're doing here.
People can sometimes feel overwhelmed with the whole thing and the news and everything, but what I would say or how we looked at it is that you look what's around you and you work with that, and that's what you can all do, you know, and then it doesn't feel so big, it feels like achievable.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.